Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, which I will read just one of the verses. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. This is the text. And so we begin. We begin actually with a quote from Luther. If you didn't read it at the beginning of the bulletin, here it is again. What else are God's blessings and adversities than a constant urging and stirring up to praise, honor, and bless God and to call upon Him and His name? Now, if you had nothing else to do at all, would you not have enough to do with this commandment alone? Simply to bless, sing, praise, and honor God's name without ceasing? And for what other purpose have tongue, voice, language, and mouth been created? He goes on somewhat later and says, and what else is done by the angels in heaven? And another quote from Luther, but call upon him in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. That's from the Small Catechism. So for us, thanksgiving must not be a simple expression that life has been good. For us as Christians, it is not adequate to sit around the Thanksgiving dinner table and say what we are thankful for without reference to one to whom we give thanks. It is a personal thank you to the giver of all good things, and it is based on the relationship we have as children of God through Jesus. And so we say, thank you, Father. And it's personal. And then, when the adversity comes, we acknowledge that we need for Him to step into our lives and be with us. And He does, and He has. And He invites us to come to Him and to share in His goodness. That's the point with the 10 lepers. God had stepped into their lives. In fact, He had done so in such a dramatic way that they would almost have to admit that there was something extraordinary, something worth noticing, something worth pausing and lingering and meditating about. How could they have experienced the marvelous deliverance without having something to be delivered from? And so there they are, 10 of them on the way to the priests. And on the way, they notice that they are healed. And you can spend some time pondering how that healing happened. And when they noticed that they could feel their fingers and toes once again. Amazing. But then there are 9 that are on the way to the priests. And there will be a sacrifice, and the picture in the sacrifice, Leviticus chapter 14, the sacrifice of the 2 birds, will remind them of what it is all about. And there was one who turns back, one who says, wait a minute, what just happened? That was the hand of God. God Almighty has been there in my time of trouble, and so He heads back. Why? Move just for a moment beyond, well, He went back to say thanks. Why? Why? And I suggest it is that aha moment. He says, aha! There's something going on here. And this is not just a healing. which is really good and impressive and truly, truly wonderful. But there is something more happening, and I want more of that something more. And he heads back. What he did was nothing else than to believe and know through the words and promises of Jesus that God was his friend. And as he ponders it and that sinks in, what is he to do? All of the time that he had spent as a leper, and in the deliverance from that, he has found the personal relationship that God forges with him through Jesus Christ. He cannot help but turn back to praise. He had to come back and thank Jesus and worship. And we are here this evening because of that something more. Because first and more important than the vast meal of Thanksgiving and the Macy's parade with or without balloons and the football game tomorrow where the Bears fans will be praying, there is more. There is something deeply, deeply more. And we are called to come close to God and know that he is the one who blesses, and he desires us to be in a relationship with him where he can bless more and more and more. And the blessings then become transformed. And then new blessings come along because it's not enough for God to give the blessings for this life. Material blessings are fine, yes. But there's more. The food, the drink, the football. May or may not be a blessing there. The food, the drink, the clothing, the health. The being with us in our time of need and the knowing that we can come and pray to him for different and various things, yes, but there's more. And the more is there given in Jesus Christ where the gift is, the relationship, and the gift is the giver. I wonder. After that one leper turned back and he had some business with God because God had some business with him. And God stepped into his life so he could step into eternal life and share eternal life with God. I wonder. What then were the days and the weeks that followed? What were they like for him? Who had found in Jesus Christ the grace and mercy of God. What were they like for him then? To see the days of the triumphal entry, the cross, the empty tomb, the spread of the gospel. And he would go through those days as a child of God, as a friend of Jesus. Fellow I knew years and years back by the name of Oscar. Met him in Iowa in the nursing home there. And Oscar had multiple types of cancer. But when it came time for chapel, it was up and down the hallways in the nursing home. Come, we're going to sing, we're going to praise, we're going to worship God. And I'd go out there and he was the one that led the singing. found out slowly over a number of months and years of knowing him that he was in constant pain. But he had that relationship. In Jesus Christ, he had the something more that changed every blessing in his life and changed every trial and problem in his life. Oh, there are the days when God pours out the blessings and you say, well, it's easy to praise God then. How often do we forget and take for granted? There are the days of adversity when it's not so easy to praise and thank God. How often do we expect that he should be right there to answer our prayers for our daily needs and forget that there is the something more? This blesser is more important than any blessing. This giver is more important than any gift. And Jesus. Jesus walked the path, the same path of blessings and adversities, on the way to the cross, offering up prayers, offering up praises. And now for us, have we not seen blessings we did not expect? Have we not seen prayers answered before they are even prayed? Have we not seen God's presence in our time of need? Have we not seen comfort for every sorrow? And have we not seen surprises on the path of walking with God? And every one of them, just like that one leper, every one of them call on us to recognize the hand of God, and every one of them brings us to saying, aha, there is something more important than blessings going on here. There is the blesser and the giver who calls me into an eternal relationship, sharing in his life. And all of that is for you in Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.